Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage! Sports Rage with Gabe Morency.
Rage all you want.
Level two. Quickest 180 minutes in sports talk radio. This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people, the bus, and everybody else in between. Nice to see Mitch Marner made a teenage girl's night by giving her a fist bump. See, that's all it takes, right? Modern players are big-time jerks. Like, what do you care? Like, you see a teenage girl wearing your jersey there. Give her a fist bump, and she's on TV. She's all happy right now. And as Cam knows, Mitch Marner's always been my favorite Leaf. And this kid.
I laugh every time.
Massive heart. All kidding aside, there was a play that he made tonight, an assist that he got. Like, dude, like, he just dummied people, man. Like, he went around everybody. I swear to God, I don't know who it was. Was it Kerfoot or somebody scored on a goal? Like, you, me, or Babano would have scored the goal. Like, basically, yeah. He did everything. Like, he and he was like, yo, buddy, here you go. And he just, like,
Gabe.
And it was like, he even looked up after, like, I think he even said, holy F. Like, if you read his lips, like, holy F. Like, that happened fast. Like, what you just did. Dude, that kid is skilled. Like, man, I rank him freaking high, Cam. He's one of the best players in the NHL right now.
Oh, definitely. It's not even close.
He's like, better than Austin Matthews. To me, he's better than Matthews.
Oh, yeah. I agree with you. I actually agree with you 100%. I think Mitch Marner is one of the best players in the league.
Because like, he can set you up. Matthews doesn't make other people better. You know what I mean? Matthews is a sniper. He doesn't make you better. Marner, I like what I like, Cam. We'll give a bounce. What I like about him, though, is unselfishness. You see, he's setting other people up, too. He's not just greedy on the ice.
He's been great defensively, man. His defensive game has improved like 10. Like,
yeah, he's playing great hockey.
He's MVP. Like, he's playing MVP hockey. I don't know what you think, Babano. Like, where do you rank Marner? The guy's having, like, the year of his career. The guy's awesome.
Well, at both ends of the ice, he's turned into one heck of a penalty killer. He's all over the ice. He's got the active stick to break up passes, break up, you know, block shots, and he's got the skating ability too to be dangerous shorthanded. And I think that's why Sheldon Keefe likes him so much on the penalty kill. So he's worked at his defensive game. We know he's always been a passer and someone that can feed his teammates. But I think what's taken his game to another level this year is he's willing to shoot a little bit more. We're seeing there's finish. We're seeing there's ability to score goals. So you get the passing, the vision. Now he's finishing plays. He's good away from the puck. He's a good penalty killer he's become, and it's a lot because of his speed. He's become a complete player, and you got to give him credit for that.
He is one of the best in the league, hands down.
He's growing, but you know, so what? It's sort of like Josh Allen, and like it's sort of thing.
I know.
Now, where it's like, okay,
he does have the odd turnover, though. I will say that. There is that odd fumble with the puck. He tries to be too cute, tries to make a fancy play, and he can get burned. It does still happen every now and then, but not as much as it used to. That can't happen in the playoffs if you're him.
He's been a great player for the Leafs for years, really. The thing with him is it's just been his sort of his demeanor. It's just sort of, he rubbed people the wrong way. He was just very, very sort of cocky. And it didn't help that his father basically rips his teammates and stuff all the time in chat rooms and bars and everywhere.
Yeah, he can't do that.
Nylander gets way too much power play time. My son's better, like all that stuff. If you'll notice, Marner told his father to shut up, essentially.
Well, he has to
stop talking about the team. These damn hockey dads are the worst.
They are.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. All right, Cam, we'll get you out of here. We've got the AM radio audience back. Why don't you share your best bets for the Riviera?
okay, guys, we're taking a lot this this tournament because there's a lot of great players. Morikawa at 22, Cam Young at 38. I don't know why I'm doing this all the time. Victor Hovland at 30, Tom Kim 40, and Adam Scott 50. Small plays on Taylor Moore. Watch out for this guy. He's going to be a huge player soon. I'm going to get him at 125 and Wyndham Clark 100. Gabe, you got to take Justin Thomas in a top 20 at minus 140. All the guys I took there. If you like McIlroy, take him top 10 because top 20, you still got to lay too much juice. And that's about it right now. And I really like, watch out for Rory this week. As you said, like, I didn't bet him with his odds because I like other guys too. But Rory's damn good. And I love the matchup bet minus 115 over Scotty Scheffler.
And you say that Tiger Woods will not make the cut.
Nope. Nope.
I don't think he will either. I wanted the plus 200. It's plus 150, but there's some odd boost out there at plus 200. I just don't think he's going to do it. I don't think he can last 36 holes, Cam. I think it'll catch up to him. He couldn't get through a practice round today, bro.
Exactly. If he does it, more power to him, and I'll be even more impressed. But I don't care if it's 2-1 or whatever. There's so many good players on the PGA Tour. The guy hasn't played in ages. He's playing, of course. Marenzi, this is why I tried to tell. I told people 2 days on the show. He didn't play Riviera when he was a great Tiger Woods.
Yeah, you said he's never fared well.
Yeah, he has a problem with this course. So what do you think? Like, he knows it. He loves it, but it's just one of those courses that he doesn't dominate. So, yeah, no, I'm going to say no.
My three guys to win, Xander Schauffele, who's up to 20-1 now. Xander Schauffele, Max Homa, and Cameron Young. That's my three pack.
Yeah, I love Young. Yeah. Homa's dangerous every week. Later, guys.
Especially in California.
Yep.
And it's the last California tournament. This is Homa's last chance to bag it. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This team is fired up. We came here to play.
All right.
He'll lose.
What? Didn't you hear what he said?
Look at the fear in his eyes. Listen to the quiver in his voice. He's a little boy lost in a game of men.
You think we should bet against him?
I bet my entire college fund on it.
You got it.
Mo, $23 on New York.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Sirius XM Channel 159. Sports Grid Radio Networks. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates, including 97.1 The Freak in Dallas, Fort Worth. Rocky Top is at the top of the mountain tonight after beating the Alabama Crimson Tide. And we're not talking what? Football season's not here, Morenci. No, we're not talking football, basketball. And, man, I knew better. I should have known. Oh, we're going to take Alabama plus the points. And what did I say? I said it a couple of times. Being ranked number one in college basketball is like being head of the Gambino family, all right? You know what I mean? You're basically like, you know, you're a made man and you're also a mark. And people get you. So it's like one of those deals. And, you know, college football, teams will be number one and they can hang on to it. College basketball, it's insane. It's the kiss of death. One of the best bets, actually, is like when the number one team gets, like, they get posted on the Sunday or whatever, and then they play on the Monday, they always lose. They always lose. And this is one of the reasons why when we were talking about teams we think we can win, who's going to win? Who's actually, like, who do you, like, all right, Alabama are really good. I know, I'm not saying, oh, they can't win a championship because they lost tonight, but, right, there's certain games and stuff, you know, you want to see something from teams. And you realize that this thing really is wide open, yet I maintain, guys, nobody wants to believe in them, nobody wants to bet on them, but the Kansas Jayhawks at double digits is crazy when you consider the flakiness of all these teams. But, Bano, what did you think? Tennessee beat Alabama this evening, laying 3 points, 68-59 was the final score.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it was a much-needed win for Tennessee. They've had a rough few games in a row. I want no part of this team in the tournament. I want no part of Rick Barnes in the tournament. Maybe they'll go on a hot streak down the stretch after this, but they're just inconsistent, this team. One night they defend, one night they don't. One night they score points. They did enough tonight, and recently their offense has really deteriorated, but they did enough. They got back to playing really good defensive basketball. They were guarding. They were contesting shots better. They were closing off the interior. They defended the perimeter well, and that's key right now to beating Alabama. So give Tennessee credit tonight, but you know what it's like with this program, and you know what it's like with Rick Barnes in the tournament, and the success just isn't there, and I'm not sure it will be this year either.
I'll tell you what, no, I get that. I don't believe in Tennessee in the big picture either. I think they're good, but I don't think they can win six games in a row. I wonder about Alabama. I think they can still, though, even though they lost tonight. But I'm mad at myself. There's a lot of things that I say, and then I'm not backing it up. And it's pissing me off because I always bet what I say. But I've been telling people this, and I always tell people that, about how it's a kiss of death to be number one. And this year, you could have freaking crushed it. So Alabama losing tonight was the eighth time. All right? It was the eighth time the number one team in the country lost this year. It is the most since 1993 for most top number one ranked teams losing in the regular season ever. All right, so if like basically we've never seen anything like this. So one more time it happens. It's tied right now for the most ever number one ranked teams losing in a season this year at eight. And it happens one more time, really, the most ever. That's all you need to know about the craziness of this thing. And if you're wondering, Purdue has lost three times as the ranked number one ranked team this year. Houston have lost twice as the top ranked team. North Carolina were ranked number one earlier in the season. And Alabama bites the dust tonight, Babano. It's a cold world. Who's your, if you had to pick one team to win a national championship right now, and I don't want to hear, yeah, I don't want to hear that Naismith invented basketball. I don't want you to dance around and buy time. One team, who are you taking?
One team to win the national championship right now. Let me give me a second here. I want to make it count.
I'll give you that. Look at the odds. Here. Open a page. Yep. Look at the odds.
I want to make it count because I know there's teams I think I like, but I don't trust them, and they're too inconsistent.
That's what I'm saying.
And so that's what makes it a little bit tricky. I'm going to go with, and I think they're playing a lot better
lately.
Take
your time, too. I don't want to rush you. Take a look, but if you're ready to go.
And I like the way they've responded to the Chris Beard thing. I'm going to go Texas in the Big 12. Texas Longhorns.
Texas?
Yeah. I'm going to go with them.
They're a damn good team, but they never win. That's the thing. I mean, but they're good. I'm not saying they can't win.
They've brought in so many great transfers, so much great talent. Marcus Carr, Timmy Allen. I mean, they are loaded. They really are. And all they need to do is get a little bit more sturdier defensively. And if they can, and they're showing signs of doing that, but no, they're playing their best basketball right now. I was actually a little concerned for them after everything that went down with Beard. How would they respond? But no, they've responded fine. They're just going out there. They're playing basketball. You could argue they're playing even better since that whole ordeal passed by. So, you know, when I look at that Texas team, I think they're showing the signs of a team that could be dangerous next month.
Getting you at 22-1 range. Right now for the Texas Longhorns. Houston Cougars are the favorites. All right, so late night scores right now. The Ducks are up 5 with 3 minutes left on the Washington Huskies. It is 60-55. It was an interesting night of college basketball this evening. It was a good night. It was a profitable night of college basketball for the most part this evening for us. But to get you caught up to date, one of the couple of the degenerate specials that we got involved with tonight was Long Beach and Riverside. And we felt that Riverside was the play tonight. They were -1.5 point favorites. The game turned into a track meet, Babano. Riverside gets it done, 88-76 over Long Beach tonight. That was one of our best bet late plays this evening. And we should let everybody know, since we've been tracking these games, in the Mountain West. Low-scoring game tonight, Babano. San Diego State survived a football game, 45-43 final score at Fresno, and Boise get a two-point road win at Colorado State in Mountain West action. 80-78 final score Broncos, 45-43 final score Aztecs, Babano.
Yeah, I mean, certainly San Diego State's comfortable winning games like that, though. I mean, certainly they've been better offensively this year than they've been in the past, but they are.
This stayed under by 40 points.
Now and then. Yeah, I know. I didn't even come close to the total, but they still have those games every now and then where that offense goes into a drought, and tonight was one of those nights. And Fresno just can't score, period. I mean, they've been horrible offensively all year, but San Diego, that's all you can do is survive when you don't play well, and San Diego State did that. They still won. Colorado State's had a disappointing year. Of course, they lost to Boise, but they've had a lot of injuries, just haven't been able to carry over to the success they had last year. They missed David Moody a lot, who's moved on, of course, from the Colorado State squad to the next level. It's just been a disappointing season. I expected a lot more from the Rams, and we haven't seen it from them.
A play, if you tune into Game Time Decisions as well tonight, our best bet on the way out was the Texas A&M Aggies. And, man, this Aggie team has been very good to us. I'm really starting to buy in here. And I'll tell you what, Babano, this Aggie team, I want to look at the numbers. When I have some time, I'll take a look. I'll go through their box scores. But I bet on them a lot when they're at home. I've taken them on the road, too, but I take them a lot at home on the money line and these short prices, Babano. They're always trailing in the first half. Like, this is a team.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Team that I should almost just wait because they seem to start off slow. And it's like, damn, they're down 12-4. Or like, damn it, they're down by 6 at the half. Dude, they were down by 8 at one point, I think. I think it was like 39-31. And, man, they're a second-half machine, this Texas A&M Aggie basketball team. More with Babano on the other side. We'll talk XFL football, basketball, hockey, and more. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Wednesday, this is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci. Countdown to kickoff, countdown to first pitch, countdown to tee off, a lot of things. Countdown to the Daytona 500, actually, as well, right? The National Football League season is done, but the sports cycle continues, and NASCAR is back. And we've seen a lot of F1 news, and the cars are being unveiled, and there's a lot of stuff to break down. Ian Cameron, AK Babano, joining us. Right now, we were talking college basketball and tonight's results, but let's just take a quick look at the overnight situation. We've got the second-ranked Houston Cougars in action against SMU tomorrow night. Cougars are 15.5-point favorites in this game. But let's talk about the Purdue Boilermakers. I don't know how you feel about this team coming off a couple of losses. They're at Maryland against the Turtles. The Purdue Boilermakers, 2-point favorites, 133 in this game. What do you think about the Purdue and Maryland game?
So Maryland's tough to bet against at home. They've really played well there, but they're not perfect at home. UCLA did go into there and crush them in non-conference, and I still think Purdue's the better team here. So I may go against that strong home court of Maryland and look at Purdue. I want to bet Purdue here. I want Purdue off that loss against Northwestern.
It's a good bounce back spot.
A lot better. And I don't trust any. I don't think Maryland's got the low post interior size and muscle to deal with Zach Edey. I really don't. I mean, if you look at this team, they don't have anyone that matches up from a height and a physicality standpoint with that big 7-footer. And that's the key to handicapping Purdue games. If you've got problems defending inside, you're going to struggle to beat Purdue. And that could be an issue for Maryland here in this game. So couple that with the Purdue being off the loss, looking to bounce back, and the price is short enough, they win the game, you cash a ticket, I'll probably be on Purdue there.
Top 25 action tomorrow. This game is at 6:30 Eastern time on the Big Ten Network. Purdue at Maryland. Purdue minus -2. Total 133. Houston Cougars and the SMU Mustangs are at 7 o'clock Eastern on the Deuce, ESPN2. As we alluded to, the Cougars are 15.5-point favorites. The total is 138.5. FAU, the Owls, Florida Atlantic, 24-2 on the season, 14-1 in conference play, at Middle Tennessee. Middle Tennessee get 4.5, the total 145. The Utes, did you say Utes or Utes? Utes, 17-9 on the season, 10-5 in conference play. They've been one of the surprise teams out west this year. They're getting a 10 spot against the Cats. Total is 146.5. St. Mary's and the Toreros. We go to the Jenny Craig Pavilion. So St. Mary's lay 13.5 points, total 138. The Bruins over at the Poly, it's 131 the total. UCLA minus 13.5. And Gonzaga and Loyola Marymount. Gonzaga lay 8 points, Babano, against Loyola Marymount. Total 154.5 in that game. What do you think of the overnight numbers and the overnight games? What's your overnight feel right now?
Yeah, Wichita State against Temple. I like Wichita a little bit there. I like the way they're playing. I don't like laying points with Temple. I like the way the Shockers are starting to play. In conference play, they've been a lot better. Plus 4.5 with Wichita is interesting there. Houston's just a very tough team because they're always laying big numbers, and they've been hit or miss covering these kind of numbers. And tomorrow night, SMU is just they've just had a down year. This has just been a really bad season for the Mustangs. They haven't defended. They haven't been able to score the basketball very easily. But, yeah, there's been a bunch of issues with this SMU team. So it's a lot of points, but I don't know if I trust SMU enough there. I'll give you one here that's been just a point spread machine lately, and that's the Monmouth Hawks. They're getting 4.5 against Northeastern. Northeastern's horrible, and they're laying 4.5 in that game. Northeastern is really struggling, and Monmouth was terrible early in the year. They were getting their butts kicked every game by big margins. They didn't cover a single point spread, I think, for the first month of the year. But look at what they've done here in Colonial play, Colonial Athletic play. All of a sudden, in conference play, they're covering numbers because they were so bad early in the season. And if you've been, you know, paying attention to this, you've been able to take advantage of it. So I think Monmouth plus 4.5, they could win that game outright. So it wouldn't shock me there. You mentioned Florida Atlantic. It's not a number I'd love going against with them. They've been so good. I could see them covering 4.5. I actually lean to the road favorite there. Middle Tennessee is playing better. But, man, Florida Atlantic has just kept getting the job done. I think the road favorite might be the play there. I like the over. I like a lot of these overs in Florida Atlantic games. They're such a very strong and efficient offensive basketball team. And Middle Tennessee State has picked things up at that end of the court lately as well. So I think that game's got potential to go over 145.
We have a big time revenge spot here. Gonzaga don't lose in conference play very often, but they lost to Loyola Marymount earlier in the season. But I'll tell you what, the Lions are rolling this year, 17-10 on the season, a robust 16-9-1. How about this, guys? Gonzaga, 8-16-1 against the spread on the season. They've been burning money. And you've got Loyola Marymount checking in at 16-9-1. Both teams have been playing to the over this year. They played a lower scoring game when they played earlier this season. In Spokane, 68-67 was the final score for LMU. What do you think, Babano? What are you going to do with the Gonzaga-Loyola Marymount game, if anything?
This is a tough one. This is a tough one because I still don't love the idea of laying points with Gonzaga. They're just not at all the same defensive team. I mean, they're still Drew Timmy, and they've got certainly some perimeter scoring, perimeter firepower as well. But their defensive play has just been, let's be honest, it's been poor more often than not this season. And this Loyola Marymount team, they've had some clunkers. I think they've lost to teams like, you know, San Diego at one point this year. Like, they've had some horrible games, but they've also had some incredible performances. And they're actually the only team in the history of this conference, the West Coast Conference. This Loyola Marymount team is the only team to beat Gonzaga, St. Mary's, and BYU in the same season. If you can believe it, nobody's done that in this conference until this year with Loyola Marymount in conference play. Beating Gonzaga, St. Mary's, and BYU have been the consensus top three teams in this conference for a decade plus.
You got to take them plus the points here tomorrow. I would take them plus the points. Gonzaga might win by three or four, but, dude, I think Loyola Marymount can beat them again, to be honest. I think they
could. The revenge spot's the only thing, honestly, you know, making me hesitate to take Loyola Marymount. Because Gonzaga is going to remember losing at the Kennel to Loyola Marymount, and they're going to be looking for redemption. But I don't know if they're playing with the form that they can get redemption. Loyola Marymount, I saw them beat St. Mary's in that little gym last week. That was a great environment. Like it was actually a pretty loud environment. You got to believe it's going to be the same way here tomorrow night with Gonzaga coming in. So, yeah, I'd take the underdog before I take the favorite.
Shane McNichol from the Action Network will join us a little bit later on in level three of this program tonight. We'll talk more college basketball, all aboard the Shane train with Shane from Philadelphia, PA. So let's get into the National Hockey League overnight numbers. Carolina Hurricanes, big-time favorites, minus 400 over to visiting Montreal Canadiens. The Canadiens coming off their 4-0 shutout win over the Blackhawks last night. Blackhawks got rolled tonight in Toronto. Canadians are getting plus 2.5 in this game, minus 144 if you want to take 2.5 pucks, plus 310 on the money line. The total is 6. What do you think of the Canadians and the Canes, Babano?
This could be actually, believe it or not, look, Montreal has had a nice week. You know, they beat the Islanders and the Oilers back-to-back home games on Super Bowl weekend, and they seem to play well when it's those Super Bowl weekend home games back-to-back. They followed it up, shutting out Chicago, you know, last night. They're playing nicely, even with all the injuries. I mean, it's incredible. They got so many players out forwards, defensemen. Jack Eye is out now indefinitely. And here they are still winning hockey games, this team. And they actually catch Carolina maybe in a vulnerable spot here. Carolina just had a big win against Washington in the division. This is Montreal at home. They're a big favorite. And then they play Washington again Saturday night in the outdoor game, you know, at Carter-Finley Stadium, home of the NC State Wolfpack. So, you know, this does have flat spot written all over. I'll put it this way. I'm not in a rush to bet on Carolina or Washington tomorrow with them playing each other in the outdoor game Saturday night. So, and Montreal's playing feisty, you know, hard-nosed, great effort. You know, this team is really working their tail off right now, game in and game out. So I don't mind the Montreal plus 2.5 look, you know, to at least keep this game relatively competitive. Maybe even a sprinkle on the money line. It wouldn't totally shock me, you know, if they give Carolina a bit of a game tomorrow night.
Hey, listen, I think getting 2.5, it's not, you know what I mean? If it's not easy to win an NHL game by 3 goals. As Babano mentioned, the Washington Capitals and the Carolina Hurricanes will be playing on Saturday night, the Navy Federal Credit Union NHL Stadium Series game between the Capitals and the Canes will be broadcast on ABC and ESPN+. So, national television, Babano, for this game. As Babano stated, Carter-Finley Stadium on the campus of North Carolina State University. It will be the Hurricanes' first outdoor game.
They have a good thing going on in the NHL right now with this ABC package. ABC is going to have Saturday hockey either afternoon or in prime time for the rest of the season, every Saturday. So you give the NHL credit. That's a good thing for that league that they've got that with ABC.
Now we'll see if people watch, right?
They're on the platform. They need to be big time network.
Yeah,
now they
need to deliver. But no, ESPN and ABC's all in. These outdoor games do well. They're kind of stale and whatever, but you know, playing at NC State on the campus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is pretty cool. They're running out of stadiums to play these things in, though. This is Sports Rage.
You will, plus you won't.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You want some of this, don't you?
Yeah!
Well, you need to know the winners. And I know the winners. So call me now.
Whoa!
$5 for the first minute, $2 for each additional minute.
You have reached the coach's hot
line.
Line.
Yeah, lay it on me, coach.
In the game of my MA versus
Cincinnati. Cincinnati.
Not
Cincinnati.
Come on.
Don't you realize this is costing me money?
Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Ja Morant gave his shoes to a little girl, and I got to say, they were pretty cool shoes. Didn't he give a pair of shoes to that little fat kid like a couple of weeks ago, and they ended up on online for sale? I'm just saying. I think they did. That would turn me off big time if I was an NBA player. Like, I would not be down with that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you give people stuff. Patrick Waugh, the great goaltender, used to have a great thing he would do. Patrick Waugh, yeah, he's known as not the friendliest guy and stuff, but, like, he's actually cool. But, you know, I mean, he's just sort of, you know, he's a goalie, and he's from Quebec, so he's a little, like, you know, edgy. But, like, he used to have, like, a lot of autograph seekers, and they'd wait outside the Montreal Forum for him. And he'd come out, and he'd sign, and he'd stop, man. He'd sign, and he'd be really nice to kids, and he'd sign stuff for kids. But if you were an adult, and you, he'd sign it for you, and then he would really upset people because he would damage your good after. So, like, he'd be like, adults, can you sign my hockey card? And he'd be like, sure, no problem. And he would sign it, and he would rip the corner off. Or he had a thing where he would, like, bend the corner and then just sort of push it. Right, so basically, it's no longer anywhere near close to mint. Right, so he's like, "All right, if you really care about the autograph, then a card." You know what I mean? So he would damage things, or if he signed, something, he would do it with a name only. There's a little tricks the guys have, right? So basically, if Babano, if you have like an autograph football or something, right? Let's say you had a Patrick Mahomes football. And you want to sell it, and it's authenticated and stuff. You know what I mean? It's real. You want to sell a Patrick Mahomes autographed football. It's not worth as much, bro, if it says to Ian Cameron. You know what I mean? It doesn't. It takes the value off. Like, it's got to be not with a name on it. The name ruins
it. No autographed name around the football.
Yeah, right, to Tom's Diner. You know what I mean? It's like, well, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like, thanks to Bill's Garage and the autograph or whatever. Like, it's like, nah, it takes the value away.
Form.
Yeah, just the name. Just the name and no marks. So Patrick Waugh used to say, sure, I'll sign. What's your name? So number one, he knew he damaged the value by putting the name on. Number two, he would damage the card, or if it wasn't a card or stuff, he would sign and he would just put like a scribble mark on it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Well, yeah, sure, I'll sign your stick. So he signs the stick. But then he puts all kinds of stuff on the stick, too, but next to the signature, so it's not pristine anymore. It's pretty genius, actually. Because I tell you, bro, it's crazy. And the whole thing with kids, I wouldn't even trust these kids anymore. Yeah, I apologize for calling the kid the faggot. So, I don't know, I should have said the chunky kid, all right? You remember that kid. So, but I see it, like, at the Super Bowl. There's all these dudes, all right, and they're real lowlives, man. Because it's one thing if you're a fan for real. I don't have a problem if you're an adult and you want an autographed football and you're, you know what I mean? I get it. Like, you can go buy it. That's the way I look at it. But like me, I have a Clayton Kershaw autographed frame photo I just got for Christmas. I like it. Like, I told someone, oh, that's awesome. Like, I'm not going to stand in the parking lot with Bano and ask him to sign this, frame picture for me. I'll just go buy the damn thing. But like, I understand some people, you know, I'm not going to judge you, right? If you're an adult, I did get a picture more than an autograph. But But the thing is, you get these adults out at like these events, man, at the Super Bowl and stuff, because there's all these NFL players coming out of the same entrance, and they know which entrance it is all the time. They're good at figuring this stuff out. So they know what entrance guys are coming out of. And it's one thing to like say, I am a big Bills fan. You know what I mean? Like, if I saw Josh Allen, I wouldn't want his autograph. He'd be like, hey, Josh, can I get a picture? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? It'd be wicked or whatever. I get that. But you get these dudes. It's okay if you have one football. Hey, I'm a big Bills fan, and I want any Bill player to sign this. Sure, that's legit and honest and heartfelt. Fine. But you get these jackasses. But, Bano, they have hockey bags full of footballs, bro. They have, like, 200 footballs. And they have kids with them. So nowadays, even these kids, like John Morant giving that to that little girl was not a plant, all right? She was like a four-year-old little kid. So that's not a plant. But these little 10 and 12-year-old kids, bro, they get paid, Babano. Kids are hustlers, man. I used to wait in line for rock tickets. That's how I got in the scalping business. I was like 12 years old, sleeping on the street all night, so I would be the first in line for these scalper dudes that I knew to buy Van Halen tickets, right, and stuff. And I used to recruit people or whatever. So it's the same hustle. Hey, kid, I'll give you $100 for the day. You got to stand outside the media center and ask every football player that we tell you to for an autograph, Babano. And I see it firsthand. So I don't even trust these little, like, chunky kids anymore. You know what I mean?
No, you're like, just trying to swindle me. Yeah.
I know. You're trying to sell us stuff, Babano. It's worth a lot of money, bro. Dude, I have a Josh Allen autograph helmet behind me, Babano. It's worth $800, bro. And now, like, $1,000. I paid, like, $700-$800 for it. I saw it's $1,200. It's gone up. It's not cheap. And these guys also, they sign endorsement deals and stuff, right, with companies. So Steiner Sports, Fanatics, they can't sign autographs. There was a famous story with Barry Bonds in the room, and Dusty Baker was his manager even. And Dusty Baker went up to Barry Bonds, and he said, listen, can you sign these baseballs for me? I'm going to a charity event, and I want to look good, and I want to have these balls, and we're going to auction them off. And Barry Bonds looked at Dusty Baker and said, I can't do that. I'm sorry. And Dusty Baker said, what the F do you mean you can't do that? And he goes, I can't, coach. I have a deal with a company. I'm not allowed signing autographs. Right? He goes, I can't. Boy, he wouldn't do it. He goes, I can't do that. And the San Francisco Giant players threw a bunch of money in his locker after. He left the room, and a bunch of everyone on the Giants looked at him, and they were like, this guy is the biggest, like, and they looked it up, and they were like, how much does he charge for a ball anyways? And I don't know. It was like $600 or something. And they threw, like, a couple of $1,000 in cash in his locker sarcastically, Babano. So when he came back, they were like, there's your effing money. And then there was, are you going to sign the balls? And he signed the balls after. He did. He threw the money off like he was mad, right? He was like, what the, you know what I mean? Yeah. They were like, dude, what? Is it about money? Here's your money. Like, there's a bunch of $100 bills in your locker stall. Can you sign the balls now? And he signed the balls and he threw the money back on the floor.
It's crazy.
So he's autographs, awesome. Babano. Yeah. Some of these guys with the autographs, man, they're nuts. Like, right? Some other guys don't care, but, like, you know what I mean? The big stars do. Okay, Babano, so XFL football is back. Have you done your handicapping at all for week one? Because I put my first bet in already. $500 I bet on one game already. What do you think of week one of the XFL?
Well, obviously, this league is, there's obviously going to be, the main rule, the rules that you need to be aware of is there's going to be, the single-point try, the two-point try, the three-point try after every touchdown, from the 2-yard line, the 5-yard line, the 10-yard line. That's the way
you're
doing it.
That doesn't really matter, though.
Yeah. that's the main one. But there's a few little nuances with the clock and the timing, but there's nothing, major. The one thing that's interesting is you can throw two forward passes if the football's not behind the line of scrimmage yet.
That's a good idea, actually.
That's one thing that's new about it, yeah.
I like that, actually. It'll lead to trick plays. Yeah. But you know what there is, though, actually, that is cool as well, that's different? Because you're right, you can go for three. There's you can kick one, you can go for two, or you can go for three if you go from the 10. But in the last 5 minutes of the game, you don't have to do an onside kick. You can do 4th and 15 instead.
Fourth and
which is something the NFL has talked about.
Fourth and 15. Yep.
Yeah, which is something the NFL has talked about. They can't really decide on the NFL. They're going to do it in the NFL eventually because the onside kicks and it's more entertaining to give a team shot. But the NFL guys were more, there were some, the owners weren't against it. They couldn't agree on the yardage, Babano. Like some of the owners were like, 4th and 15 is too easy. And some guys wanted it 4th and 20. Other guys wanted it 4th and 25. Other guys said 4th and 11 or like 4th and 15 was fine. Like none of the owners were on the same page as far as the yardage was concerned. And even if you've noticed, these leagues have done it a little differently, but I promise you that's something you'll see in the NFL in the not too distant future. From what I heard, the number the NFL owners liked was 4th and 17 for whatever reason, but I would go 4th and 20 in the NFL. You can't make it 4th and 15, Babano. It's too easy, 4th and 15. 4th and 20.
Yeah, I think 4th and 20 is probably a good compromise. I would say that. I know this league, the XFL, is going with 4th and 15, but I like that late in the game, especially if it's a close game. You'll be able to steal a possession, especially if you're a team trailing. It's obviously more than likely going to be a team that's trailing that's going to go for that 4th and 15.
Yeah, you can score and then get another pass play, boom, and score again.
There
right?
you go. Fourth
bam,
and
bam.
15, you convert, and you got the ball back, and all of a sudden, if you're down 14, you touch down, you convert the 4th and 15, then you're down 7, you got the ball back again. And all of a sudden, it's game on. So that's a nice little element that I'm going to be looking forward to with this league. So for all indications on paper, and again, they don't play the games on paper, but from a continuity standpoint, a coaching perspective, a quarterback perspective, I think the favorite, the best team on paper entering the season is the Arlington Renegades. And they have situational elements that are in their favor. Everybody's practicing in Arlington. You know, all the other teams are going to have to travel to their road games. Or to their home games, rather. Arlington doesn't, you know, and that's something you want to factor in because they're all practicing in that area. They bring in, of course, Bob Stoops, who's been around a long time. He's brought in coordinators that he's worked with, going back to when he was with the Oklahoma Sooners, John Hayes and Chuck Long, his two offensive coordinators. He knows them very well. The starting quarterback for Arlington is expected to be Kyle Sloter. He is no stranger to spring football. He's been very good at the quarterback spot in spring football. So you talk about continuity, quarterback that has played in the spring league, you know, systems that the players should understand. From what I understand from a roster quality perspective, Stoops and his staff did a really good job in comparison to some of the other teams in this league.
Oh, they're loaded.
So just based on what I've gathered, this looks like a very talented team and on paper the team to beat here. In the 2023 XFL season, they're opening the season against Vegas. I took them money line as the side that I like. I want to bring up something too about Orlando. I saw this video from their offensive coordinator, Robert Ford. They're playing Houston in their first game. He said in the interview, Terrell Buckley, my head coach, is telling me in practice every day, we're going to throw the football deep 8 times a game. And he's reminding me, we're going to throw the football 8 times deep, throw the football deep 8 times a game. So right away, that screams over. You know, this is a team that's looking to be explosive. It's looking to be creative. It's looking to throw the ball deep. So keep an eye on that Orlando team if the offensive coordinator's words turn into action.
I like that information. We should note that it could be Paxton Lynch throwing the ball deep. So can you say INT? More of a Bano on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Getting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're talking XFL football right now, and I agree. I put $500 on Arlington on the money line on this game. But I will say, Babano, Vegas have some talented players as well, man. They've got good quarterbacks. Luis Perez is also another one of these these tier two league veteran quarterbacks, very good quarterback. They also signed Brett Hundley. They got Martavius Bryant. They've got quite a bit of skill, actually, the Vegas Vipers. But I do think Arlington do have the most continuity coming in from last time with Stoops, a lot of the same players. Also, Babano, they brought in a lot of dudes from the Alliance team. I get these leagues confused all the time. One of the Birmingham teams. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's a couple of the same coaches, the running backs, the O-line coaches, the O-linemen. He's like, Stoops did a great job assembling this where you got a bunch of dudes that have played together, know each other, coach together, won together, and like, right, it's almost like an all-star team of like the Alliance League, the XFL, and the USFL. Like, they plucked like the leading rusher in the XFL last time. They got the leading wide receiver of the Alliance League or whatever. Like, they did a great job building the roster. For me, I'm looking at the roster.
Continuity, it matters, especially in week one.
This stuff. Coaching matters to me. Coaching. Yeah. You know who did well in these leagues, Babano? College coaches, bro. College coaches. You know why? They're used to building a program with new players, kids, this, that. Yeah. These other older NFL guys seem to have a harder time with it. Or the new guys that haven't coached before. Like, I wonder about Woodson doing this. To me, Babano, you know, Jim Haslett's the coach of Seattle. Seattle have a good roster, bro. And same thing. They've got some continuity going here with the Sea Dragons. Those are the two teams.
I think offensive coordinator there.
Yeah, I think they got it right, bro. Yeah, exactly. My boy Reinbold, he was on with us from the Super Bowl. I think they got it right with the Dragons being the second choice with Arlington. I do think they're the two best teams.
Yeah, I think so. I like the over in Orlando-Houston. We've talked about how Ford says he wants to throw it eight times. Houston's got an up-tempo Hal Mummy offensive coordinator, A.J. Smith. He wants to play fast.
Good call. It's only 36. Bring it.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.